Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Falcons are back on the field today. Tomorrow, Mike and I will be there. A mandatory mini camp. Make sure you tune in starting at 2. You never know who's going to stop by. You said a guy we spent a lot of time talking about leading up to the draft had something very interesting to say, and I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, Shamar Stewart. Remember we talked about him for a number of months as there was all that pre-draft discussion about a defensive tackle slash defensive end.
Texas A&M.
Might be a perfect fit for us. A guy that, remember, he was kind of described as sluggish and out of shape.
That's
and
right.
He showed up looking like he's carved out of wood for the combine. Well, he has still not got a contract with the Bengals. Now, he's there at their practice, at their mini camp. He was asked about the contract. Quote, "I'm not asking for nothing y'all have never done before. But y'all, Bengals, just want to win arguments more than winning games, in my opinion." Guy hasn't played a minute for this team in anger. And he's basically saying you're a loser organization, which some Bengals fans would say the way they're approaching some of this offseason might be accurate.
Are you surprised he said this? Like, he's done nothing there. He has no clout, but he's like speaking his mind like he's an established star, like he's Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Aaron Donald, you know, in year six, you could say this about a contract squabble with the Rams. Mm. You haven't done jack yet, pal. But this was why some guys talked about commitment. Some of the things, now, again, we can talk about Shamar Stewart and what nonsense was thrown out there, what was real. But this guy had some stuff that was thrown out there that you and I said, very interesting. And look, doesn't define his career. This could just be a squabble to get set. But he went somewhere that a lot of rookies won't go.
No doubt. Especially not being under contract. All right, Mike, let's have some fun. We're talking about our Falcons. Here are some questions for you.
Lay it on me.
All right. Either fact or false, and then you can tell me why. Kyle Pitts is going to have a great season. 10 touchdowns and 1,000 yards.
That's going to be a false because even if he's,
false.
Even if he's healthy, wow. Don't adjust the base in your car. But no, either way, even if he does come in healthy and eventually get himself on the field, still not sure that Zach Robinson knows how to use this dude. So I'm going to say down. No, false.
I got to say false, too.
False.
10 touchdowns, 1,000 yards?
I mean,
he's had 1,000 yard season since he's been here.
Yeah, please, Mr. Voice.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and his grand touchdown total is 4 from last year.
All right. Mike Bell.
Yes, sir.
James Pierce will be better than Jalen Walker. Fact or false?
I'm going to say false.
False.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. No, I just think that Jalen Walker comes ready out of the box. Now, if you're going to say, are we talking 5 years down the road? 10 years? I think the first year in the NFL, Jalen Walker is going to be doing things, although Pierce does have slightly larger speed element, bigger body, the whole shebang. He's a prototypical edge rusher.
He is. And that's why maybe some people tip their cap and give him a little bit more of an edge.
I just think the intangibles are with Jalen. That's just me. I'm going to say false as well.
False.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Mike, have the Falcons reeled you back in? Fact or false?
I said back in January, that's it. I'm never, ever, ever going to be the hype man. I said, we'll be at Hooters at Mall of Georgia, and I'm going to be like, Carl's going to say, great practice. And I'm gonna go, yeah, whatever. Carl's going to say, man, they look really good. I don't know, man. Maybe. I'm not sure. But no, and now as we did the draft, the fact that Jalen Walker fell to us, the fact that we went and got Pierce. Now, again, Pierce is the biggest risk piece. Love what we did in the later rounds. Love the safeties we added. I'm going to say fact. I'm in. I'm true.
Fact.
Falcons have reeled us back in. They have.
Wouldn't they have reeled me back in anyway?
No, because you know what?
Fact.
No, they would not. They reeled us in because we saw a glimpse of Penix last year.
Right.
And because of that, they've reeled us in. You knew about Bijan. You knew Drake could make plays. They hadn't had a quarterback. And then they had one for 5 or 6 games, and then they didn't have one again.
Right.
I think the fact that it's a quarterback league, guys. I say it all the time. We have the glimpse of what that could look like. I think because of that, it's reeled us back in. I'm with you. I'm reeled back in, and I'm there.
Fact.
Drake London will lead the league in yards.
Ooh.
Fact. Or false?
Ooh, I got to stew on that one for a millisecond here, because when you look at the guys, if you don't have Kirk Cousins going the crapper, he's going to be right up there for number two, definitely number three in receiving yards last year. If you can look it up, because, you know, we had some games where he should have had, you know, he should have been averaging close to 80, 90 yards a game. So, you know what? Wow. I'm still going to say false.
Oh!
I'm going to say no.
False.
And the only reason is, how does this offense play out? Who are going to be the big dogs? Because if you look at it, Jamar Chase had 1,700, Jefferson had 1,500, B. Thomas had 1,282, and then Drake had 1,271. With a reliable delivery system, could he have gotten up there with Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson? Perhaps, but I'm still not prepared to put him up there with Jefferson and Chase.
I want to say fact.
Right.
I think he leads the league
fact
in yards.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
he had 437 to cover to make it all. You needed 400-yard games to get on top of Jamar Chase.
Now, here's what's crazy. How many did Kirk Cousins fall apart in?
That's 4 games.
Fact.
So, thank you. So, I just think, like, if he didn't fall apart, maybe he's right there in the mix last year.
Let me do a deep dive on this, and let's take a look at his game log. Yards per game. Wow. 187 with Michael Penix Jr. 106 with Michael Penix Jr. With Kirk Cousins, we were at 27, 34, 63.
Those are the games.
I would like now to switch to fact.
Those are the games. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Michael Penix is going to throw for 4,000 yards. Fact or false?
Friggin' facts.
Fact.
Yes, I have to believe this. I'm going to believe this.
I do too.
And he's going to do it.
I do too. Look, I know some of you are saying, that sounds like a lot. Because of what you watched at the end of the season last year, it's not. Right. Mike's laying it out for you guys. And we have an extra game now. There's no reason Michael Penix, if he averages under 300 yards, he could still throw for 3,000 or 4,000 yards. My guess is, Mike, he's going to have a couple of those big games where you throw for 400, 375, whatever it's going to be. But this is not out of the question. If this offense is humming, you guys have to believe that Michael Penix is going to throw for 4,000 yards.
It would be a hell of a season because Patrick Mahomes didn't even get to 4,000 yards. Sorry, Mr. Boyce.
I know.
He was just 72 yards shy, was Patrick Mahomes.
But remember, the problem with the Chiefs, unlike their first couple of Super Bowls, they were not as explosive this year.
That's true. I had to go get some more guys. Geno Smith threw for 4,000. Baker Mayfield threw for 4,000. Sam Darnold threw for 4,000. But only 6 guys threw for 4,000. Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff, and Joe Burrow to round it out.
If you're telling me that Penix is not – he can't do what Sam Darnold did? All right, a couple more for you. Mike Bell?
Yes, sir.
Jalen Walker's Defensive Rookie of the Year. Fact or false?
Ooh. Man, you really put me on the spot here. Don't sound like a freaking homer. You got some guys driving on some guys driving on I-75.
Fact or false?
Down to Destin with his kids in Tennessee.
Fact or false?
I heard those guys on radio sound like a bunch of homers in Atlanta.
You do think he's going to be Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Well, who else is going to beat him out? Right? I mean, who else is going to beat him out?
If he's starting from day one, if he has the impact we think he is, if they use him like we think they are. He's versatile. He can play in the middle, up and down. He can cover. He can play off the edge.
The only guy that could beat him out because he's got a good running mate up there in New York is Abdul Carter.
Okay.
And the New York media.
Okay.
You know what that's all about. There's a lot of studs that went. Mykael Williams will be with the 49ers. Again, older, but a good team to be around. But, yeah, you could argue he could certainly be in the mix. But I'll say false. I'm going to say false.
Okay. That's look.
I just think that Abdul Carter will get the leg up on that.
I think it's a lot to ask of Jalen Walker. If we happen to fall into this and we, like, realize in week 11.
Well, by the way, how's Travis Hunter going to be used? Is he wide receiver one or QB? Or is he CB1?
Good call. See, and that's the thing. Usage is going to matter. I think Travis Hunter is going to be your starting corner, and they're going to use him sparingly on the offensive side. They're acting like they're going to use him like Colorado did. I don't buy that. All right, one more before we get out of here today. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Just having some fun with the Falcons here because a mandatory minicamp has us thinking about some of this stuff. Mike Bell, Falcons win the division this year. Fact or false?
False. Bucks are still the team to beat.
False.
I'm sorry.
I got to go with you on this.
I got us at 10 wins.
I got to go with you on this. Look, as much as I want to say fact, it's false.
Sorry, Mr. Voice. Day-Day is shaking his head behind the glass. Schedule's a B.
You're going to go fact on this?
I really want to believe, guys. I mean, all the weapons are there offensively. Defensively, I really think it's just going to be a matter of how much plug and play is going on. But I think we got the right pieces defensively as well. I think this team can do it.
Fact.
Okay. All right. Look, the way we're going to do this, and hear me out clearly here, okay, when I come through your speaker and I say this, is if we have big Penix energy, right. Okay? That's the – if we have that, we're going to roll through this. I think we're going to roll. I really do.
Fact.
But I'm with Mike. I'm hesitant to say that, and I know we want to because last year we had it and we blew it. And for me to come back right now and say this, and camp hasn't even started, but we're just having some fun looking at stuff. We will do this again down the road. But, Mike, it's hard for me to just tell Falcon fans right now, yeah, we're going to win the division. False.
Yeah, I got to see it. Got to see it in action, man. 481 is the winning percentage of the Bucs opponents next year or this season. Falcons is just behind at 478. So it's the 19th and 20th, most depending on how you look at it, most difficult or easiest schedules in the NFL.
All right, man.
But we look at some of those road games, man. It's a beast.
Yeah, it's tough. If you're just joining us, Kirk Cousins did speak today. We'll elaborate more on this tomorrow as we're up there at Flowery Branch. But today was the day for him to get all this stuff out. And I thought he did a really good job. I think the main thing we need to take in, Mike, is he is a team guy, and he's going to do what's necessary for us to win. And he's not going to be a distraction, and he's not going to be in Michael Penix's ear and trying to cause problems. And that's the good news. And if you're a Falcon fan, guys, it's all about winning. If we are not all in the same direction, we got a problem. And look, he's not the first guy that has been on a football team that has wanted to be somewhere else.
Right.
But you have to do what you've got to do. And so that is why I'm looking at this and saying thank you, Kirk Cousins, for at least addressing it. I still don't like the way things went down, but I appreciate you at least addressing it.
But again, my only beef, and this is why people say you're so hard on Kirk, I just don't know when he's, you know, is he being perfectly honest with us? Is he being honest with himself? Mm. I mean, if he says he was a three as opposed to feeling like I don't know. I mean, all I know is we had some highest highs and the lowest lows with this guy last year. You know, and either way, he's got nowhere. I got nowhere else to go.
Fact.
He's an officer or a gentleman, by the way, Richard Gere. But yeah, I mean, he's got nowhere to go. Only place he goes anywhere is if somebody gets hurt on any of those other teams. And he's being a good soldier. He's going to be a good teammate. So there you go. So as you said, we can finally move past it. And hopefully he was being truthful here.
Yeah. Look. I hope so, too. Hey, man, we had a great show today, and thanks to you guys for listening, as always. We'll see what the Braves do. We'll be back on top of that tomorrow as well, live from Flowery Branch. We got to get out of here, Dom. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
If you missed our interview with Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated, great college football conversation with him, talking about the changes and what's coming. And if it's going to be good for college football, we just Kind of don't know. Tony Gwynn Jr. talking about our Braves, our Odyssey MLB Insider. Great stuff on the app, guys. Go download it and certainly take it with you. It's free, and you can rewind the show and check out the portions of the show that you might have missed. Thank you. Subscribe. That's the word. Subscribe. And when you do that, you get the updates on what's going on with the show as well. Hey, we're back at you tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Make sure you're here. You never know who's going to stop by again. We'll have a couple of guests up there. It's Flowery Branch. Mike Bell, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, you know what I like to do tonight? Watch some NBA. Oh, no, it's not until tomorrow. I hate this. I frigging hate this. Three games between Oklahoma City to Indianapolis. I mean, okay, guys, this isn't the Oregon Trail, okay? We're not taking horse and buggy. Come on, man. The NBA, they pull this crap every year. Momentum. Get it going. Get it going. NBA, you're driving me crazy with this schedule.
Last night, Jamie Foxx was tearful as he accepted the Ultimate Icon honor at the BET Awards. I know it's pretty cool because Jamie knows he probably shouldn't be here. Many times he said Atlanta saved my life because he was here in the hospital and people here in our city were taking care of him. He's back on his feet. He's back acting.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back being a comedian, back being a singer, he's one of the best entertainers we've ever seen. I was just happy last night to see Jamie Foxx on stage understanding sometimes in life, you do get a second chance. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You don't?
Cody Durden's going to come to your house and throw you in a ninja chokehold.
Fact.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.